come here. Her name was Etta. She come here from Wiggum, Georgia, and taught a little country school out here in the country, called it the Parker School.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with her. I signed up for 3 months when I went. And I was so far advanced ahead of the rest of the kids that was there going. Well, I was in a class to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a cute little thing, and I was that's back in horse and buggy days, and I owned a nice horse and a new buggy, and I'd go to school with her during the week and haul her to church and places on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And carry her to the train. Had to go on train them days to Wiggum. And then he'd come back, and I'd meet her and bring her back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finished the 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far as I went. But I learned a whole lot under my daddy. My daddy was a pretty good carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, him and one old man that I knew could read the letters on a square and tell you what they cut on a miter or cut the length of a rafter or the shape of it and all that kind of stuff, and they could just read it all to you just like that. That's the only two men I've seen for fellows call themselves number one carpenters that couldn't read a square. Of course, I can't read it. I read part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can read it good enough to cut rafters and tell you how many pieces of lumber it takes to build a house. I won't miss it. Not over 5 or 6 pieces long them days. Of course, I've done forgot half of it.
So. Mm-hmm.
And so that's about what happened.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in any clubs, or did you ever do any traveling?
Do what?
Have you ever been in any clubs? Did you ever belong to a club?
Nothing, but I joined the church when I was a Free Will Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And we have what we call country dances and all such stuff as that, you know, them days. And have peanut shellings and candy pullings and such like. That's country folk style. And then we'd walk 3 or 4 or 5 miles after we'd worked all day to get to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
Then didn't have no way to ride.
Have you ever traveled outside of Georgia?
I've been in about 5 or 6 states. See if I can name them now. Florida, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Ohio, to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to go to all these places?
Well, I had children, got married, grew up, got married, and I'd go visit them, and they'd take me and we'd go one place to another, like that.
Mm-hmm.
I went across the Ohio River, just drove across the, when they had that big freeze, you reckon like that, I reckon up there, and the whole river froze over and mashed a whole bunch of barges up against the dam.
Mm-hmm.
And we just rode across there to see that. It was about 3 miles, a bridge was along.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went over an old hole, turned right around and come back.
Where was your mother born?
Huh?
Where was your mother born?
She was born in Macon, Georgia, 40 miles south of and west of a little town called Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
And she left there when she was 1 year old and during the Confederate War.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, my granddaddy, he owned a big family and had grown boys. And she had a sister down here, his wife did.
Mm-hmm.